Now let's move from fake reporters to computer-generated news anchors that report stories with the help of digital editors and producers. A computer scientist at Northwestern University is aiming to create a program that will do just that. And what's more, he says his digital journalists will be uniquely capable of bringing us the news that we really, really want to hear. Chicago Public Radio's Sean Ali explains.
If you went to bed early the evening of August 7th, you closed your eyes on a bit of baseball history. The San Francisco Giants' Barry Bonds hammered a record-breaking career home run.
The overshift is on, and Bassett deals. And Bonds hits one high! Hits it deep! It is out of here! 7:56!
By morning, TV producers, editors, and reporters pick through wire reports and footage to fashion coverage. But at Northwestern University, a computer did the same thing. Here's the computer avatar news anchor, Alex Vance, presenting the story in front of shifting video footage.
For one spectacular moment, Barry Bonds and everybody cheering him could forget about the controversy surrounding his chase and appreciate the phenomenal feat. 756.
Okay, it's not Walter Cronkite, but...
I'm happy to say it. Right now, we got a bear on a bike.
Computer scientist Christian Hammond created Alex.
And what's amazing is not that it rides the bike well, but it rides the bike at all.
Sure, Hammond admits Alex needs a voice coach, and the video is shaky user-generated stuff. But Hammond didn't create just a digital news anchor. He created a software package called News at 7 that produces and edits its newscast, too. With the Barry Bonds story, Hammond picked the topic. From there, News at 7 reworked text from the web and snagged video from YouTube. Hammond needed help to get this far.
We dealt with the problem of what do journalists do the way we deal with any problem, because we're a university, damn it. We went to another department. So we went over to Medill. We have an entire journalism school.
That is, Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism. Hammond sent his grad students to Medill lecturer Beth Bennett. She says when it came to the basics, News at 7's avatar Alex was green as a freshman.
Even minor things like gesturing. It's amazing how many students get up on the anchor desk for the first time and they don't gesture.
Now, Alex nods and moves her hands to give occasional emotional punch, and the program follows Bennett's advice to keep sentences short and simple. By all accounts, Bennett's journalism students were aghast.
I wasn't sure how to tell my students, hey guys, I'm bringing in an engineering grad student who's going to create a virtual newscast and potentially take jobs away from you.
But Hammond says they shouldn't panic.
I mean, we might replace them at one task, but that means that they'll get to be doing something better. So the person who sits there and edits the AP wire as it comes in, so if you put on the teleprompter, if we have a system that can do that for them, they can look at what's coming over the AP wire and they can start thinking about it.
In other words, Hammond wants computers to sweat the small stuff, while reporters and producers find better content for hosts, be they human or avatar. And says Hammond, News at 7 could fix another problem, one that's dogged broadcast news from the outset, having to snag the biggest audience possible.
Even in niche areas, it's like entertainment news. It has to be for everyone who cares about entertainment. And that is, it's broad. It's broadcast. It's for everybody.
Even nimble broadcasters can only tailor their news so much, even when they solicit audience suggestions.
Then they have to translate that into one person writes them a letter, and then they have to say, okay, everybody, we have to do the everybody version of this. We can do the you version of this.
So the latest version of his software tailors news, sports, and weather to an individual's interests and location. And the final frontier is the hyper-personal, computer-generated news from online social networks.
If you tell the system, here are my friends on MySpace, and the system can track them. And when their pages change, it can talk to you about that. And so we really like the notion of, you know, today is going to be sunny and warm. The Cubs have once again choked. And by the way, your friend Mary has just recommended a new band. Here's a clip from it.
Medill professors familiar with the software say it might have a place on news websites. But here's one worry. Will hyper-customization mean the computer mixes professionally produced news and blogs and gossip from social networks? Journalism professor Beth Bennett wonders about credibility.
You know, if someone gives a journalist information that's incorrect or inaccurate, we have to make the call not to even put it out there for the listener or the viewer to make a decision about. And those decisions, I think, are best left to journalists.
Several Medill professors want to know how News at 7 settles on what to air. After all, who's making the moral decisions about what to report?
The decisions about what it says will actually come from three sources. People saying, here's what I want to hear. And us, the sort of the system builders, making decisions as best we can about where we're going to get the news from and how we're going to manage it. And then there's something that's called an emergent behavior. And that is the system itself will probably make decisions that we don't expect.
Emergent behavior we don't expect? Right now, a major check on a journalistic mistake is that someone in a vast audience will catch it. For the foreseeable future, Alex and her avatar colleagues are academic experiments. But if Hammond Software ever does deliver the you version of the news, you might be the only media watchdog in the room. For On the Media, I'm Sean Alley.